This is a test record to help you check the performance of your Seeberg stereo system. The Seeberg system has two completely separate and identical sound channels. Channel 1 reproduces sounds you will hear at your left, channel 2 at your right. Both channels blend to reproduce sounds at the center. The result is new three-dimensional sound. Seeberg twin stereo speakers are a vital part of this system. Therefore, be sure their placement and connections are correct. If the original spacious quality of live music is to be duplicated during the playing of a record, the performance of both channels of your phonograph must be identical. A balancing control is provided on the amplifier to assure correct balance between channels. Now to proceed with your checkout. First, adjust bass and treble controls to suit your requirements. Some helpful suggestions for tone control settings are shown on a label visible through the open back door of the phonograph. Next, set the volume control to provide the desired listening level in the listening area. Now, check the phonograph speaker switch. Make sure it is set to conform with the amplifier loading requirements. After these preliminary adjustments, we will balance the two channels to obtain equal volume as heard from the phonograph speakers on a special test signal. This is done by adjusting the balance control while playing an organ tone alternately on channel 1 and channel 2. You will hear this stereo test tone later in this record. But before playing the stereo test tone, set the switch on the stereo network to No. And let's find out how a correctly balanced system sounds by playing a monaural organ tone. You hear the same sound alternately from channel 1 and channel 2. However, if it sounds like this, your stereo system is unbalanced. In this case, adjust the balance control so that the sound heard from channel 1 and channel 2 is the same. This adjustment should be made with the phonograph back door open wide and your head in line with the baffle separator, so you can hear both phonograph channel speakers equally well. The stereo test tone follows. Now the signal will be repeated so that you may recheck the balance by listening about 4 feet in front of the phonograph. In case a balance is not possible by adjusting the balance control, one of the two channels is not operating normally and should be corrected and then the balancing procedure repeated. Before closing the back door of the phonograph, set the stereo network switch to the correct position. If twin stereo speakers are used, set the switch to Yes. If twin stereo speakers are not used, leave the switch on No. Also, don't forget to replace the cap on the balance control so that its setting will not be disturbed. After you have finished using this record, always return it to its sleeve in the phonograph so that it will be available for future use. But first, play the other side and listen to stereo sound effects and music. Happy listening! You're all familiar with Seeberg High Fidelity. To this is now added the third dimension of stereo. Stereo is not just an improvement on high fidelity, but a dynamic new dimension of sound. By way of demonstration, let's visit the neighborhood bowling alley.
Okay, fellas, set them up, please. Look out, everybody, here we go. Well, looks like I can handle those tricky gutter shots all right. Next time, I'm going to aim for the pins. Send the ball back, please. All set back there? Here we go again.
Now stand with me at the railroad crossing and hear another familiar sound. Stereo's most rewarding achievement, of course, is in the reproduction of music. For this thrilling new technique breathes life into any music, gives it the impact and true-to-life spaciousness of the actual performance. Listen to the voices of Fred Waring. When your toe bone connected to you, foot bone, your foot bone connected to you, heel bone, your heel bone connected to you, ankle bone connected to you, leg bone connected to you, knee bone connected to you, thigh bone connected to you, hip bone connected to you, back bone connected to you, shoulder bone connected to you, neck bone connected to you, head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. The big band feeling is especially effective in stereo. Here's Stan Kenton. The third dimension is effective in that intimate presence of small groups, too, like the Jackie Davis Trio. When Billy May's three dynamic drummers swing out, you're really in front of the bandstand.